Feelings are a part of us, whether they are negative or positive. They stick to our spirits and can weigh us down. We all have different outlets to illuminate whatever we have kept inside us, and we all need that precious commodity just so we are not consumed by our guilt and grief. These types of self-rehabs are crucial to us growing away from our inner struggles. If we can't find an outlet to unleash our emotions, then our feelings begin to build up and fester. They fester in and out of our body, turning into a personal turmoil that pollutes our body and ultimately our relationships. Communication is the foundation of all relationships. Having people as your own therapy can work wonders for your psyche. You can trust someone you talk to, and you can fall in love with someone you trust. We are entering a new phase in our lives where life is challenging every facet of who we are and who we want to become. We even begin to question our being as a whole, and it turns into an unpleasant experience. Usually, these types of experiences are handled alone. We don't tend for it to be a lonely experience. It's just that we choose not to share our problems with just any kind of person. Some people find the time to deal with issues by themselves, a feat that can surely take a toll on someone's sanity. But at the end, they manage to get through it. My question is, do we overlook the thought of having someone who can understand us? I think we all do. However, we should all have someone who can be empathetic to our struggles. Someone who can understand us and stick with us so they can see how we fare beyond the negativity. Having someone by your side like that does wonders to our personality. And I feel like we all have someone we can confide our emotions in. A man once wrote, "I'm almost convinced whoever that person is, wherever they are, and despite whatever they may hear from you, is the one for you. I guess time will reveal that person to me in time."